Hey, everybody, welcome to the Morphin Grid. I'm Jake.
And I'm Josh.
And today we are watching episode 363 of Power Rangers. Power Rangers Lightspeed Rescue, episode 25, In the Freeze Zone.
It was two Z's back to back earlier.
It's not good.
Yeah. It aired October 21st, 2000, written by Judd Lynn and Jackie Marchand, and directed by Ryuta Tasaki.
Ryuta's back.
He's back.
Baby. All right. How do I do this?
If you're new here,
hey everybody, welcome to the podcast. We just recorded about Sonic the Hedgehog on Patreon instead of talking about it on this podcast for 25 minutes. So you're welcome.
It was a 19-minute recording, so check that out if you want to hear us try to figure out how they're doing a movie about this.
Yeah, a lot of illuminating stuff. Anyway, what we do here, if you're new, hey, what's up? I feel like I'm stuck. I feel like I'm skipping.
I'm going to put a penny on the needle.
What we do is we pause the recording. We go watch an episode of Power Rangers. We come back. We talk about it. You can follow along. If you got Netflix or the DVDs, or you taped them on VHS when they aired.
Oh, wow. That's a heck of a way to watch along.
If you have that, please send us a picture on Twitter. I would love to see
a picture of the room of your house you have dedicated to all of your Power Rangers VHS tapes.
Well, let's see. So your standard VHS holds like, what, 4 hours maybe?
Probably.
No, 81 minutes. I feel like 81 minutes was always on VHSs.
Well, that's only three episodes if you're lucky.
So, no, it'd be four because...
Well, they're 22.
So... You're right. You'd get about three, and then you could tape some commercials. If you stopped recording during the commercials, you could probably get four on there. Anyway, that's a bookshelf. We're going to go watch In the Freeze Zone. That's a bad title.
It sucks.
Rescue Ready.
And we're back, and we just watched In the Freeze Zone. Don't have to pay for nothing here. We're in the Freeze Zone now.
Hey, it's free. The Freeze Zone. I love a free zone. You want this zone? It's a little out of my...
That's what the... Because the XFL can't use any trademarked NFL terms, so their end zones are free zones.
Is end zone trademarked? I would not doubt it.
I doubt it. In the touch zone. No.
No.
Nope.
Morphingrid.tumblr.com. is our website. So is heyjakeandjosh.com. That's where the archives are. You can email us at littleidiots.morphingrid@gmail.com. We're on Twitter at morphingrid. We're on iTunes, Stitcher, Google Play, Podknife, Podbaby, Podzone, the free Podzone, and the free touch Podzone. That's only on touch screens, though, and there's a complicated...
Right, you can't get these podcasts on your button flip phone.
No, or your laptop.
They have touchscreen laptops now.
Well, not for the... Well, I mean, yes, for the touch pod zone, but not your regular ones.
Right.
Not a regular style laptop. You got to go to a fancy computer place to get those. I tried making up a computer store, but I don't know any. It's just Target and Walmart.
They're all just like three guys rented a storefront and like shadily fixed
Best
computers.
Buy? You go to Best Buy?
Do they fix computers or do they just say, this is too broken, you should buy one of these new ones from us?
We'll throw it away for you if you'd like. Also, we're on Patreon. Oh, leave us a rating review on those places and we'll be thankful. Also, we're on Patreon, patreon.com/heyjakeandjosh. For as little as a dollar a month, you get some neat stuff in return, including 20 minutes of us talking about the Sonic movie and Ghost Rider. Don't worry. There's a reason for it. There's not, but we do.
We just kind of did it.
Happens sometimes. Also, Tetris Cheese Alien Fighters from Beverly Hills episodes and link to our Discord is on there. That is, you got a little treasure hunt to find it? It's going to be a little fun trip to go that deep to find the Discord.
You had that construction helmet with the headlamp on it.
Yeah, and you're going
to
use it.
And damn it, do you have a reason to use it? Turn the lights off and scroll through our Patreon page.
It's been gathering dust for too long. It's Monday episode, so we don't need to jump into anything else. We don't need to do emails. We did that on Friday. There was no new Power Rangers news over the last week, was there?
I don't think so.
Oh, there kind of was. So Beast Morphers has some stuff now. There's like the first official piece of merch is A calendar? Sure.
Perfect.
The art style they used looks very good.
It reminded me of something, but I could not tell. It's like if you took...
It's like Teen Titans?
It's like Teen Titans.
It's a little bit Teen Titans.
It's kind of like Teen Titans, but also like just a little hint of like the art they use for the Imaginext toys.
Yeah. It's a little...
But like a little stringier.
Yeah, because they're illustrated and they're like, you know, cartoony. Yeah. And it looks really good, though. It looks like... Because each of them has a buddy. There's the Red, Yellow, and Blue Rangers, and they each have a buddy that's a robot that's not their Zord. Maybe it turns into their Zord. It gets very big and turns into their Zord. But the Yellow Ranger has like a robot that's a bunny that she's friends with. And their names are Smash, Cruise, and Jax. Jax is the bunny. I don't know what the other... One's a gorilla. Blue's a gorilla. That might bet be Smash.
Smash would be the gorilla.
Cruise is...
Some kind of a cat?
A lion or a tiger? Or a jaguar?
A jaguar?
A jaguar? Bortles? Anyway, that's all the news. There's a little bit of stuff. So I'm pretty excited for Beast Morphers.
It should be fun. I'm glad they went back to it.
Yeah. The thing that I saw on the calendar is one of the months said, like, unleash the beast, and if they don't use its morphin' time, that would be a good morph
That's
call.
A good one.
Anyway, that's it. So you want to jump in to this episode that was...
I don't know. This one's piggybacking on the last one, which was not the last one. The one before the last one,
two
which was
ago
not good.
Was bad. Last one was fine.
This one's, I don't know. We have to talk about it. There's one point where I was like, I don't know how they got here or what's happening.
Yeah.
There's no connective tissue from the first half to the second half of this.
It also starts off, I guess we'll just talk about it now. We start off on Chad versus Olympias and some baddies in a Wild West ghost town. It's high noon.
On partners?
Maybe. And they do a shootout, and Chad's got a new gun. He's got two guns now. One's a super blaster, and this is the gun that I saw two episodes ago that he just had for some reason that they didn't introduce until now. And they didn't expect me to notice, but I'm on to you.
I didn't notice. I'm a big dummy. I didn't see it.
It was like one shot, and I was like, that gun is not the same gun. That looks like a Beetleborgs gun, because Beetleborgs had guns.
Of course.
That had a like keypad on the side. They were like bright ass purple. They were real ugly looking, but I loved mine because I was a target audience for Beetleborgs and no one else in the world was. So I only got two seasons. Like, rating of one is pretty good, right? One rating. It's just Jake. So they do a shootout with this new cool gun and he wins. I think, I don't remember how the battle ends. He kills Olympias.
And Olympias falls down, and then everything starts to fade away.
Because it was a projection of a Wild West town, but they're not in, like, a holodeck. They're in the desert.
They're in the actual desert.
And they just used hard light projections to put up a ghost town. One of the stores was for dry goods.
Dry goods.
The wet goods store was across the street. You can't get them together.
No.
Or else you're going to get your mushy goods, and those are bad.
You just got soggy goods.
Then they call those soggy bads. So she's like, thanks, Dr. Farrell. And she's like, yeah, radical. And then we cut to Ryan, who spelunks into the tomb. That's where the last episode ended, which I had forgotten about in the 5 days since we recorded that episode. So he like rappels down on a rope. And he starts to call the Power Rangers. He's like, come in, come in. I have a very important, urgent message. Well, maybe, Ryan, you should have told him when you had service, not in a tomb.
When he wasn't 20 feet in the ground in a concrete tomb.
Yeah, dog.
There's no signal down there, Ryan.
Ryan, come on.
You ever tried to make a phone call from a Walmart? You can't do
it. They're concrete prisons. Sometimes you'll get texts 4 hours later. Like, where did this text come from? Oh, it's urgent. Oh, crap.
To wait for the door to open.
I gotta go to Lawn and Garden now. So then we go to theme song, and when we come back, Dr. Fairweather is putting the five new cool guns into a case, you know.
Like a suitcase for guns.
Yeah, like a gun suitcase. She's like, thanks for the successful test. It was really great. And then they get Ryan's call, but he doesn't show up on their morphers. He video projects onto something she has.
Did he hack his communicator onto a different frequency so that it came onto a thing?
I don't know, because normally I would say maybe he tried a different frequency because the first one wasn't working, but it's literally the same message. Like, the first part of it is exactly the same thing he said, like, same audio and everything. So his has more functionality than theirs does, I guess. So Ryan's call is like, hey, Vipera and Loki, not Loki, Loki.
He straight up says Loki.
Yep. So who knows what this guy's name even is. He's like, they got him back, and he's going to come back and get you. And he's back again. We're back a dinosaur story, but he's, and they're like, who, Ryan, who do you think?
who else is gone?
The only person that's gone that wants to get you is Diabolico. Duh.
Idiots. A lot of them. They're all a bunch of Chads.
I think Chads infected them with stupid. And then a lizard throws up on him.
Yeah, he's just like, hello, Power Rangers.
And it's like shaving cream foam.
I thought it was just like some season one acid or venom or something.
It turns out it's snow.
He's a big snow blower.
Yeah, he's like a cobra.
He's a spiky cobra dinosaur monster.
And he spits out cold.
And he throws up snow and ice
now
as his weapons
now
and power.
Reptiles.
Oh, he's got another power that we'll talk about.
Yeah, he has another power that's weird. But you know how reptiles are famously sensitive to temperature changes?
Uh-huh.
If he had cold inside him, he'd just be sleepy all the time.
Uh-huh. He's a monster.
All right. I would say, like, this is stupid, but it's in the Sentai footage, too. So even the Sentai's stupid.
It takes
on this
us half
one.
An episode to get to the Sentai
oh,
footage.
Oh, boy, but does it. Yeah. And there's not a lot of it. And then sometimes we just pluck right out to do something weird and then jump back in to get weird footage. So this is Chad's like, this is no test. And then they morph, and Chad's in the front. So at this point, you're thinking, or at least I was thinking, oh, it's another Chad episode.
So that's like, what I was thinking. This would be like a fun Chad episode.
Yeah, it's been like two or three episodes since Chad one. I like that we're getting another Chad episode. No, he just morphed and did the first part, and then he gets eaten by, oh, his name is Freezer, by the way.
I called him Snobra before we figured out his name.
That's a good name.
It took me 1 second.
Yeah. Instead, they were like, what's he do? Freezes things. Freezer?
Like a freezer does.
Good. I'm going on break.
So, we watched Dragon Ball, guys. We named him Freezer.
Yeah, Freezer is my favorite Dragon Ball villain.
It's the only one I know. I know Goku.
This is Goku.
Frieza.
Pickles.
I've never seen this character, but I have heard that Frieza has maybe a brother called Cooler.
Is he cooler than Freezer, or is he?
No, he's just like a cooler.
He's like an ice. He's an igloo.
Yeah, Freezer or Frieza. I don't know what his
actual
name
is. I'm pretty sure
it's
Freezer.
Has like 16 forms. The last one is Mewtwo.
Okay.
He does the freezing, and then he puts them inside of cooler to keep
keeps
them cold.
Fresh. Yeah.
And there's Piccolo, who's a big green boy.
Piccolo's a green boy. Vegetables. Vegan. Vegan. The Goku.
Vegeta.
He's also a Goku.
Vegeta.
Vegeta's a Goku.
What is his power level?
8.
I don't know the power level guy. I know Vegeta says
power,
it, and then
the other guy was Thomas.
The other big guy with the power scanner is like probably Thomas.
There's Goku Goku and Vegeta Goku.
The Goku brothers. Right. And Goku's name also is Kakarot. Anyway, I don't get Dragon Ball. I tried to watch it once in like high school. It didn't work out.
Yeah, I only watched it when Scoot was watching it, and I only did it to Terry Hoytum.
Anyway, Snobra is a much better name. It took me 1 second to think of, and they just went with Freezer. And it probably took them a day and a half to get there.
Or it also took them 1 second to think of it, and they're not as clever as you.
That's true. And Snobra's not, like, my best work.
It's good, though.
I think it's pretty good. As far as a Power Rangers monster name goes,
it's better than Vegeta the Goku, that's for sure. who's... I don't know anything else about Dragon Ball.
They turn into monkeys if they
sometimes
get powerful
enough. Sometimes they're
monkeys
and they have tails, but then other times they take the tails off, so they don't do monkeys.
Did you know that Sonic, not to bring this back to Sonic again, but him collecting 7 Chaos Emeralds and going supersonic is based off of Dragon Ball Z and the 7 Dragon Balls?
Yeah, you're too slow. Yeah. I'm Goku and you're too slow. That's Goku.
Goku's just Sonic the Hedgehog.
Yeah, it literally just Sonic the Hedgehog.
Sonic came first.
They had
the Dragon
same
Ball
hair.
Just ripped it off.
What a bunch of idiots.
Lazy anime.
Lazy anime. The only good anime is My Hero Academia. Anyway, so they morph and they fight, and then they're about to shoot him to death when Olympias shows up. Because they get the upper hand on him pretty quick, because he's just like, he's just Freezer.
Yeah, he's just a stupid snake boy.
He's just Freezer. And so then they're about to shoot him.
He also, Freezer, has this like pink and white striped neck.
It's not his weakness.
Well, no one's trying to stab it.
Carter hits him in the stomach a couple times, which is like yellow, but like it's also your stomach, which is like sensitive to being hit.
Just
usually.
Go up. Cut open that candy cane neck.
Yeah.
And all the cold will spill
out.
Get
all the cold out. Get some cool prizes. Get that little flag so you can run to the next double dare.
Pick a big nose.
You go pick a big nose and swim through a pizza.
Hand it off to your mom so she can run at a hamster wheel.
And so you can go to space camp. The morphing grid's gotten kind of weird over the last couple episodes. Okay, so
don't forget, you gotta squish yourself through some giant squeegee rollers and then go out of a big mouth.
I hope you are a dentist. Here's Tom, the big dentist. He's also a Goku. Oh, you didn't get all the way to the end. Here's a tuna fish.
Well, that was Hidden Temple. Hidden Temple gave away tuna fish.
What'd they give away then?
Probably orange soda.
I'm melting. We are.
My eyes are so wet.
We are 1 minute into this television episode. And my jaw hurts from laughing.
Okay.
Okay, so they're about to kill him with guns, like they love doing. But Olympias is there, and he shoots their guns, which is ironic. So they fight, and it's just, I don't think there's even baddies there. I think it's just Olympias and Freezer.
I think so.
Maybe there's some baddies. I don't remember.
I think there is baddies. I remember them fighting baddies, but I don't remember if that's now or if Chad was fighting them in the simulation.
There was definitely baddies in the simulation.
I think
a lot of simulations.
I think they're here now because all the Rangers fight for a minute.
Yeah. Oh, you're right. So there's probably some baddies. So they're fighting and they're losing because all their guns got shot away and they can't go pick them up. Like they can't just like dive over and get them. So Dr. Fairweather is like, oh, your weapons, your new weapons, and grabs the big old suitcase full of guns and starts running over there. And she like drops it and Freezer's like, aha.
Well, she puts it down and opens it and she's like, come get them, Power Rangers. But instead, Freezer
gets her. And he's like, oh, you're the weapons one. You give them weapons. I'll freeze you. Ah. And it freezes her. And she's like in a pose. She's like stuck in a pose. It's very quick acting ice. Then he eats the Power Rangers. Joel goes to save her, to like check on her, and Freezer's like, looks like she gave you the cold shoulder, which is true.
She has done that.
But Freezer doesn't know that. He's just making a bad ice pun.
He's just Mr. Freeze.
He's just Mr. Freeze.
Mr.
Hey,
Freezer.
Chill out. What killed the dinosaurs?
The Freeze Zone.
Goku. So he shoots this beam out of his mouth that like is a tractor beam, and it just like eats Joel. Like Joel,
yeah,
just,
it turns him into a little ball of energy and sucks him into his mouth. Whop.
And then he does that with the other Power Rangers, except Carter, who dives out of the way.
Yeah, he doesn't even get little stickers on his chest,
like that one from the first season.
Yeah,
I don't remember his name.
Something Toad.
Terror Toad?
Maybe it was Terror Toad.
Might have been Terror Toad. So he then says to Carter, get in my belly. Get in my belly, Carter. Red Ranger.
You can tell he's like, I want to do the Fat Bastard impression.
Oh.
But I have to do it like a little different. It's not quite as like,
it's
grunty.
It isn't, but it is literally Austin Powers is Fat Bastard.
Yeah, get in my belly.
This is 2000. Austin Powers 2, the first outing, as it were.
Yes.
I feel like that was 99.
Let me check.
Okay. I think it was 99 because I know that there was time travel, and I think they started in 1969 and then they went 30 years into the future. I have not seen this movie since I was maybe 15. So
The Spy Who Shagged Me is 1999.
See? So it just came out. They were like,
this is a hot take. This is a fresh reference.
This is for the parents.
Oh yeah.
This is for the dads watching.
Get in my belly.
Oh, like that fat guy from the movie that I like.
He wants to eat the little one. It's hilarious.
He wants to eat a person, a human person.
Just because he's small. Because
he's small. That's bad. Those movies are bad. Then we cut to inside his belly, and he'll say belly like that a couple times.
That's how he says it. That's the word to him.
That's just like how I say roof. Like, that's just how he says it.
Yeah, you say roof, he says belly.
Yeah, belly. And the Power Rangers are in there, and they're all icy, and they're freezing.
And they're unmorphed in there.
Yeah, and they're in their jackets, which are, you know, probably insulated. But also, Joel definitely looks dead.
Yeah, it cuts to, like, Chad struggling to get up, and you can see Kelsey and Dana moving. And then right before it fades to commercial, it goes to Joel, who's just motionless, face down on the ground.
Yeah, Kelsey and Dana are, like, shivering. They're not really doing a lot. Chad, like you said, like, is, like, trying to move, but just so cold he can't. And then there's dead Joel. And it's like, oh no. Well, Joel was in there first, so he would be the coldest.
Right.
So then we go to commercial, we come back, and wouldn't you know it, dang numbers game get ahead of Carter. And he gets got, not eaten, but he gets like grabbed by Freezer, who's like, I'm gonna put him in my belly. And Olympia's like, no. He's the last Power Ranger.
I'm
going to put him in my belly. And he doesn't say that. He's like, he's the last Power Ranger, which means that I get to kill him. So he like goes to kill him and gets shot by Vipra and Lokai, who are there now. And they start fighting each other.
And Vipra, when he turns, Vipra goes, surprise?
Surprised? And they start like... monologue, like, you tried to kill us but didn't and couldn't, so we're back now. And we brought someone too. And then Diabolico comes back in because they need someone to do the talking for this group of people.
Yeah.
And Carter's like, Diabolico, that's who Ryan was talking about. Oh, welcome to the party, Carter. I'm glad you made it. And Diabolico and Olympias fight. While it's happening, Carter goes to Dr. Fairweather and, like, tries to, like, get her up. And there's two scientists who are just also there.
They were just, like, in the tent, like, oh, my God, we're so close to the fight right now.
This is so exciting. We could die. And so they, like, help her up to get her in, like, a truck. And Carter grabs the guns, and they hop in. And then we stay on Diabolico and Olympias fighting. And it's a little stilted, but I do like this fight.
I like the fight. I was... kind of bummed out that we missed the first half of it because Carter has to pick up Dr. Fairweather and move her to a Jeep.
Yeah, we kind of come back on them when they are, like, clashed with their staffs.
He should have done that while they were posturing and not after the fighting had started. But the fight itself is pretty good.
Yeah.
Diabolico and Olympias do the best they can with their tiny little human arms and these giant monster suits.
Their arms do feel a little short.
It's like two T-Rexes trying to slap fight.
It's a little funny, but they like because they get their weapons knocked out of each other's hands and they're doing like karate back and forth to each other. And at one point, Diabolico just punches him in the fist to block his punch. It's pretty good.
That's the best way to block a punch is to punch it.
Punch it. They never see it coming. Then Bansheera projects herself onto the sky and says, "Hey, stop it!
You are grounded. Come back to the sky." Skull cave?
Come back to the skull cavern to be grounded from me. And so they're like, okay, sorry. And they teleport back. And we get a lot of bickering. They both come in and she's like, Diabolico, you're back. Cool. Olympias, why aren't they dead? And he's like, I would have killed them if this idiot didn't show back up and start fighting me. She's like, you're right. Diabolico, don't do that anymore. And he's like, well, he took my star power, blah, blah, blah. It's just like kid bickering. And they're not even siblings in the American version.
And the only reason, Olympias did not take his star power. No. Diabolico was killed by Power Rangers, and his star power went to Olympias.
Yeah, he died.
Yeah.
Like, he bequeathed it to him. At one point, Vipra says something, heck if I can remember, but it's like, you tried to kill us but couldn't and didn't. And it's the same as earlier, but now it's in front of Bansheera. And he's like, don't listen to them. Even though you told your mother that the Power Rangers killed them, but now they're here.
She doesn't care, I guess.
She doesn't care. She doesn't like them very much. She's like, Olympias.
She threatens Diabolico, and it's like, what are you going to do? All of your limbs are stuck in a big rock.
Your mouth doesn't even move a lot. Like, your mouth just flaps a little bit like a Furby.
She just, like, slides backwards like a glacier.
Never mind.
Back into the shadows of the Skull Cavern.
It's good that we get a name for it 25 episodes in. Better late than pregnant. So then she's like, before she leaves, she's like, Olympias, go get the last Red Ranger. The last Power Ranger, not the last Red Ranger. And he's like, okay. And we cut back to the lab where Dr. Fairweather is still got a little bit of the cold makeup on. And she's like in a blanket on a hospital bed. And she's just shivering a lot.
Yeah.
It looks very uncomfortable. Kudos to her for keeping that up for the couple seconds. It looked trying. Then Captain Mustache comes in and says something like, she's doing better, don't worry, or something. So I don't remember what she said. Then a voice comes over the intercom, and it sounds like Carter doing a voice.
Yeah, it's just like, okay, we need an intercom voice.
Sean, are you good?
Can you just, like, I don't know, not sound like you for 1 second?
He's like, yeah, I think so. Hey, come to the hall. It's bad.
Captain Carter, please come to the hall.
And so they go to the command place. Olympias is there, like, dude, he's just cutting a promo on him. He's just Randy Savaging him. Or not Randy Savage. He's like, who's boring? Randy Ortoning him?
Randy Orton's very boring.
He's like, hey, come to the forest or else I'll kill the Power Rangers. That's it. And so Carter's like, all right, I'm going. And Captain Mustache is like, take these. All five of these new cool guns.
I was hoping when he got back to the Jeep, he was going to, like, hold all five guns somehow and just shoot every demon with them.
I was hoping he would have, like, three new holsters. Just, like, a bunch of these new super blasters all, like, stuck to him. I think that would have been pretty neat.
I know the Super Ninja Steel, or just, I guess, the Ninja Steel Sixth Ranger is a cowboy.
Yeah.
Have we had just, like, straight up wild, like, old time Western cowboy rangers?
There was the Wild West Rangers and
But I mean
two.
Like a Sentai based on a Wild West.
No, I don't think so.
We need that.
Well, yeah. Duh.
That would be so cool.
You saw that there is a Power Rangers tokusatsu show. A professional wrestling tokusatsu show.
I did. You can watch, I think, one episode of it on
maybe
YouTube.
Maybe two episodes on YouTube. Hey, Toei, or whoever made it, if you're listening, we would like that very much, please.
Yeah.
Thanks. So, he shows up. A lot happens in the next couple minutes. It gets busy, and my notes get a little scattered. So Carter shows up. Olympias is there. He's on the other side of a river, and he's like, ha-ha, you showed up. And he's like, of course, I'm going to get my friends back. And he's like, no, you're not. Freezer shows up. They do a little tussle. Carter gets knocked down, does a scan, because he's got scan powers in his visor now. Does like a thermal scan of inside Freezer. Sees four people in his belly.
From Sentai footage.
Definitely the Sentai footage. None of their hair matches. Like, none of their silhouettes are the same,
no.
Even a little.
It's only up for, like, 2 seconds. So you could tell they were just like, I don't know, flash it real quick. I'm not shooting a whole new thermal scene.
Yeah, absolutely
this.
Not. They're like, there's four people in there. It'll be fine. No one will notice. We're in Sentai footage, by the way. When for most of this.
It's funny because you were, like, right before this, you were like, I guess he's not from the Sentai. And then we jumped to Sentai footage.
Yeah.
And then in, like, 1 minute, you're like, I guess his powers are different. And then he uses the same powers.
It's because they kept not show it. It's because it's such a weird thing. And it feels, because they cut back. I know none of those sentences started or ended. We cut back to American footage for, like, 1 second where he does the beam. And I feel like the beam is not American, but also I was like, maybe none of his powers, because, like, why would a lizard have ice powers? That's ridiculous. And then he has ice powers.
But he's just, not even blue.
No, he's just regular green and, yeah, like, kind of spiky, and he's got yellow. He's also got, like, boobs. Like, he's got very defined pecs.
Yeah.
And it's a little weird because, you know, reptiles don't need mammary glands. They're not mammals. Unless, of course, That's where they hide their eggs.
Obviously.
I know I say this on every podcast I get the chance to, but that's the only thing that makes any sense. Venus de Milo from Next Mutation, Ninja Turtles Next Mutation, eggs. Those aren't boobs. Those are just eggs.
I don't think that's better, though.
Well, I didn't say it was better.
You're right.
Said it makes a little more sense.
It's just a reason.
Yeah. So he and Carter fight, and then Carter goes to his bike, and the bike gets frozen while he's driving it, and he jumps off of it and gets his cool gun out, and we cut back inside to his belly, and we're cutting back and forth, and we see the Rangers dying, like they are huddling together. Joel's he's not fine, but he's alive. And they're like,
is he? I didn't see him move here either.
He was, yeah, in okay. this one. They're like huddling together for warmth, and they're on the ground. Like, you need to not be on the ground. Like, the ground sucks more heat out of you than the air. That's real. So if you're camping, get off the ground.
Stand up. Climb a tree.
Climb a tree.
Hug your friends.
Sleep in a tree and hug your friends. And then bears won't eat your picnic baskets.
Strap them up in a blanket.
Yep.
Hang them from a tree.
Sometimes a bear will climb the tree and get your picnic baskets. That's unavoidable. If it's a Kodiak, it's going to get up there. Maybe it's a grizzly. The only difference between a Kodiak and a grizzly is that if you're running from one of them and you run up a tree, one of them will knock the tree down and kill you. One of them will climb up the tree and kill you. I don't remember which is which, though. Anyway, I don't know enough about bears to keep talking about them. So Carter gets his gun. He gets his new cool gun, and he's shooting it. And it's like a magma ray. It's like a heat beam.
I feel like really quick during the simulation, Chad said, my new thermal blaster.
I think so. I think at one point he put it into thermal mode or something because their power booster like clicks into it somewhere. So then he shoots them, and he's getting blasted with ice while he's shooting the heat beam at Freezer, and they both fall down at the same time. His beam is still firing upwards, like, as he falls down, and then Freezer's, like, stomach is, like, pulsing, and then the Rangers pop out, and
we did get
now.
A shot from, like, inside for 1 second of him being like, oh, it's warmer, and they cut back out.
And the ice is melting.
Yeah. His insides are melting.
That must be very uncomfortable.
Yeah, that can't feel good.
Yeah, that's where all his ice is.
Imagine just sweating inside your body.
I feel like we did that earlier during this podcast.
That might have happened.
So Carter is like frozen. The Rangers jump out and they run over to Carter and they're like, oh no, he's frozen. And Dana like smacks his wrist, and so some ice chunks fall off, and she just hits a couple buttons on his power booster that is just quick warm, I guess.
Yeah, it's his thermal aura power.
Because he just like bursts out, and he jumps up with his gun like, I'm gonna shoot him. What? and then they morph, and while they're, it seems like they are morphing, and it's taking a little while, because Freezer also gets up and is like about to blast him. And so Carter does like a 818, a Burbank smash, and jumps and punches him before he can interrupt their morph, maybe. I don't know if that's what they were going for, but it's what it felt like to me. And I was like, that's kind of neat. I'd like to see a Power Rangers where they tried to morph and got interrupted halfway through. So they got like their gloves and their pants, but no boots.
Instead of having 6 minutes of invincibility frames.
Yeah. It's just like, oh, now you're just like weird half morphs.
You got your boots, so your kicks are real strong, but your punches are just regular.
Yeah, you got a helmet, and you got a sleeve, but it's crop-topped. So it comes up, and it's sort of a weird wrestling gear kind of situation.
It's just a cane top,
yeah,
but cut in the middle.
Yeah. So then they pull all their guns. They got all the cool guns now, because Carter goes and gets them, and they shoot him, and he dies, and then he grows. And then Olympias goes dark in the sky, and the sky gets darker. And then they go to North Pole, where the Aurora Borealis is.
When Jinxer grows him, he says the dumbest spell.
I don't even listen to him.
It's something along the lines of, Freezer, you're in chunks.
Okay.
Grow large and beat up those punks.
I mean, they have to do it every episode, right?
That's a legit magic spell, because he grows up and he fights the Power Rangers again.
It's not like, go get big and do it right this time, because they always die anyway. So yeah. They are fighting him, and I think in the Sentai, they're in the North Pole when they fight him, because that's where their demon base is, and also Aurora Borealis and the Northern Lights, et cetera, et cetera. So
yeah, because they grow and Olympias is like,
I know what to do.
I can darken the sky. Because they do call the Solar Zord.
Yeah.
So I guess it helps with him. It helps keep the Solar Zord in check.
Yeah. The sky,
otherwise, it's a stupid thing that makes no sense.
The sky gets dark and then they go, okay, send the Solar Zord away because we're losing power. Because I don't know if you know this about solar panels. turns out when there's not light on them, they actually suck the energy back out and shoot it back into space.
Yep. If they can't get light energy, they suck the energy out of the other Megazords.
Yeah.
So that's bad. So they send him out. And I guess he makes just a tiny little hole in the dark sky cloud.
Maybe.
Because the next line out of Carter's mouth is, the sun is giving us energy. And then it cuts to an exterior shot of the Zords, and it's dark outside.
Nothing is different.
It's the same.
It's a big wide shot of the sky, and it's still dark.
There's no sun.
And so then they call they're like, we need to get the Omega Megazords. And so they call them, and they get the Omega Megazords, and they shoot them, and they kill them. And that's it.
It's time for the deep freeze, I think Carter says.
Yeah, something like that.
So he kills him.
He kills him. And then we cut back to the Skull Cavern. I'm happy we have a name for it, because it's not the palace, technically. But I've been calling it the palace, but the Skull Cavern. Spooky. It's almost Halloween.
Diabolico sounds like he likes to sing the Monster Mash.
I bet he does a Monster Mash. but he also comes in to neg Olympias. Because he's like, you couldn't do it. You're dumb and bad. You're too slow. I'm Goku.
You are too slow.
Here's my Goku impression. You're too slow. They just squabble for a little bit. I don't even remember what they say.
I don't know. They slap fight again.
They don't, but they get real closer. They're like, stop talking to me
They're so stupid. I hate them.
He's like, I'm going to take that star power back. He's like, nuh-uh. And it's bad.
He just like storms off like a huffy baby.
Yeah. I'm going to my room. I'm going to go game in my room.
I'm going to lock myself in my room. You'll never take my star power.
I'm going to go play Virtual Boy in there.
I'm going to play Sonic the Hedgehog on my Game Gear.
I hope you brought a lot of AA batteries, my dude.
Just plug it in. It's not worth the battery cost.
It's not a portable system. You can put it anywhere.
You can play Tiny Sonic in very bright color, but you have to plug it in.
It's got to be near an outlet. So then we cut back to, oh God, I forgot about this already. We cut back to the lab, and Dr. Fairweather is sitting up, and she's getting better. And someone gives her tea. I think it's a nurse. I don't think it's one of the Rangers.
I think it was Carter.
Was it Carter?
Yeah, I think she says, thank you, Carter.
Okay, sure. Hey, Carter, that's nice of you.
Yeah.
Gives her tea. And she's like, oh, thank you. And she goes to sip it. And Joel goes, if you need someone to keep you warm. And he sits down on the bed.
If Joel bothers you, skip the end of this episode.
Yeah, as soon as I come back, jump it. It's bad. I was talking with Anne on the Discord today about how in two episodes ago, the one that went up today, the sleeping bag episode, how she said that Dr. Fairweather is like so done with Joel that she doesn't even give him the option to do the plane stuff. And I was like, yeah, he is like, that makes sense. And she's like, I don't want to deal with you any longer than I have to, but she still has to because like he's the instructor. And I was like, he was pretty good in this episode, but I don't trust him to be any longer than he absolutely has to.
Yeah.
And it turns out, I don't remember if he did anything last episode at all. I don't remember last episode even a tiny bit. Not even going to pretend to. And this episode, he was doing pretty okay.
He was dead for half of it.
He was dead. And he showed genuine concern for Dr. Fairweather when she was frozen.
He was concerned for her in a not yucky way.
Yeah.
But throw that right out the window.
And then he switched the flip.
You can switch a flip.
He switched the flip. He put his thing down, flipped it, and reversed it from fine to yucky. Because he sits down and he grabs her hand enchanté, I'm going to kiss your fingers. And she goes, I'm good, thanks, and yanks her hand out of his.
She tries to pull away and he does not let go.
Yeah.
Which Joel? Is a problem, Joel.
Joel.
She has to forcefully remove her hand from his so hard that she spills her tea all over her bed. And then things get so much worse.
We had to rewind it because it happens and they don't. Like, it's Power Rangers. It's the year 2000. They think they're being funny because it's the same year that, like, Friends was on. And Friends is just, like, gay panic jokes. That's literally all Friends is. Friends is a bad show, everyone. I hate to burst your bubble. So she spills on her, not like on her, but like on the blanket
it's
next
like
to her.
It's like on the blanket next to her. And everyone's scrambling, trying to find something to clean it up with.
Yeah. And Joel lifts up the blanket to like look under. She's in like a dressing gown because she's in the hospital.
Yeah.
And she goes, Joel, and like slaps him on the arm. And it's like, ha ha ha, Joel's being kind of pervy. Isn't that funny? And yeah, no.
But the way she yells Joel is legit. Like, I don't know if she knew he was going to do that.
I don't know.
Which if she didn't, kudos to her for not yelling his real name out.
Yes, so, or she's a very good actress, so like, yeah, you know, but it's definitely like the scene is trying to play, even the other Rangers are like, what are you doing? Like, stop yeah. that. But they're playing it like, oh, it's boys being boys, ha ha ha.
And then they immediately cut away from it. Like, they know they did something wrong.
Dana walks away for other reasons, but also to parachute out of this. And then Kelsey goes over to her. And she's like, are you worried about Ryan? And she's like, yeah, it's very dangerous out there. And she's like, well, he's real tough. It runs in the family. He's going to be fine. And she's like, okay, thanks. And they hug. And it's very sweet. And then we cut to Ryan, who has a book where he has written down all the mysterious markings of the hieroglyphics around the tomb. And he's talking to himself because
we need to hear what he's thinking.
We need to know, yeah. And he's like, now I just need someone who can read these to me. And he gets out of the tomb and he starts walking away. And the end credits, like, you know, produced by Saban or Shuki Levy or whoever pops up at the end. But it doesn't freeze.
No, he keeps walking.
He just keeps walking. And then, like, we're watching on Netflix and it gets smaller. And you can still see him walking in the little, like, in the corner in the video. I don't think this has ever happened.
I cannot recall a time where Power Rangers did not end on a blurry freeze frame.
It's wild.
It's crazy.
Like,
that's the most, this whole crazy episode, that's the most jarring thing.
Yeah. Because, like, it ends and you're like, this is kind of serious? Because he's still walking away when the episode's ending. Like, it didn't end and go, ba 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 ba.
Yeah, and he's like, wow. I have to find someone who can read these shapes to me.
Yeah.
But, like, how do you do that? Where do you go to find that? Like, again, the same thing I said when he started this journey. Where do you start?
Yeah, like, he obviously, and for a second, I thought, like, because we talked about that a couple, like, last episode, it is like, what do you do? Other than this tomb, where do you go, right? You can't Google it. It's the year 2000. Google doesn't exist yet. You gotta.
Honestly, if I was Ryan, I would take it back to the base. I'd be like, hey, is there anything on record of what these are? Or anyone who might be able to read them?
So, but like, he has this book, and I didn't realize at first that he wrote it down here.
He was copying it from the wall into his book.
I thought he, like, went somewhere else and got this book and was, like, trying to match up markings to see what they mean or something. But he just wrote them down from in the tomb. But yeah, that's it. That's the end of the episode.
Yeah.
So, Josh, I started. What's the best?
I feel like the best might be when we finally got back to the proper fight of Olympias and Diabolico. I liked that a lot.
That was good.
The rest of this episode is middling at best, I think. But that was very fun to watch.
Yeah, I'm trying to think of what else I liked enough to best it. And I think it's just that fight. I wrote down in my notes, I like this fight. So, like,
yeah.
Like we said, it's a little stilted because they're in big rubber suits and their arms don't have the mobility. So they're kind of doing a little T-Rex fighting.
They're doing the best martial arts that they can
but, like,
in there.
It's still really good despite that. What's the worst?
Oh, just Joel.
Joel.
Especially the end part with Joel.
Joel at the end.
It's so bad.
I hate Joel.
I hate him. He's bad. He's a bad Power Ranger. Maybe the worst.
You know, is he worse than Leo? I don't think he's worse than Leo, but I think he is watching that throne.
He's pretty close in a different way.
Yeah. And who's the MVP?
Carter.
I think it's got to be Carter.
Because it's a very understated Red Ranger thing where he was like, I know I'm being blasted with this freeze ray.
Yeah.
Like, I am dying, but the only way I can save them is if I do not move and shoot this monster.
And it's this thing where, like, he gets, like, knocked off, like, balance a little bit and while he's being frozen and he just re-aims his gun and keeps firing at him like I have to do this or else my friends are going to die in there, and I can't let that happen. So, yeah, I think Carter is also the MVP. That was a good Red Ranger moment.
It was.
Carter's a good Red Ranger. He's about as good of a Red Ranger as Leo was as bad of a Red Ranger, or as bad of Joel is as a person.
Yeah, that's a fair assessment, I think.
Now we got to rank it.
Yep. I don't want to penalize it too much for the 30 seconds of Joel at the end.
It's literally the last thing that happens, and it's really bad, but I don't... It's not like... I don't know if this is what I mean to say. It's not the episode's fault, you know? Like, the episode as a whole wasn't about this. It just happened in this episode, which I'm gonna dock it points for, but I'm not gonna...
I'm gonna dock it.
But it's, yeah.
It's still a pretty middling episode anyway, so knocking it down a little bit from there, how do we feel about it versus... Let's start off on Curse of the Cobra, which is number 20.
Curse of the Cobra was the first one where Ryan got the tattoo at the end?
I think so.
I don't remember that at all.
I remember he had a tattoo at the end.
He got, there was this weird kind of, like, not homoerotic, but one step back from that Power Rangers could do, of him getting, like, chained to a wall and, like, Diabolico being behind him and be like, I'm going to give you a tattoo now. Like, just, like, weirdly them trying to be salacious about it. I don't remember the rest of the episode, though.
Well, the one above that is A Matter of Trust. I don't remember that one.
That is the one where... Is that the one with Earl in the canister?
Yes.
Okay. I don't think I like it better than that one, because that one had Dana telling her dad to have her friend get a taxi really good.
Yeah. That one had a lot of good Dana stuff in it, so I don't think it's above that. The one under Curse of the Cobra is Trial by Fire.
That was...
Carter shoots guns a lot.
Carter shoots guns at explosives, and Captain Mustache won't tell him to stop.
Yeah, he's gonna let him learn the hard way by blowing himself up.
Blowing himself and a building up. I think it's probably better than that. Maybe between Curse of the Cobra and A Matter of Trust.
Okay, so above Curse of the Cobra?
Yeah.
I can live with that.
Because Curse of the Cobra just had the one thing at the end that I remember, and I don't remember anything else, so I don't know why it's so low.
And I'll be honest with you. 6-7 episodes from now, this episode's going to have the one thing at the end that I remember.
Oh, for sure.
And that'll be it. So,
yeah. So coming in at number 20 is the Frozone. That's an Incredibles character.
Oh, crap. I searched for Austin Powers, and I went off the Power Rangers page.
Into the Freeze Zone?
Something like that.
Curse of the Freeze Zone. In the Freeze Zone. So that's going to do it for us for today. Josh, what is the next episode? What are we watching on Friday?
We are going to watch the Mighty Mega Lightspeeds.
All right. Well, we will see you on Friday for that. But until then,
may the power protect you.
Sun-kissed.